everybody, welcome back to another episode of Marcus Aurelius's Meditations for Modern Life, presented by myself, Adam Bates. Guys, if you are enjoying the show, if these episodes are helping you, if you've taken value from it at all, please do feel free to reach out and let me know. My social media, you can find me at Ads Fitness, that's ADZ Fitness on Instagram. I'm also on Facebook and what have you as well. You can see some of the links at the bottom on the episode notes here. And of course, please keep leaving ratings and reviews, whether it's on Apple or Spotify. Maybe you can help put those little comments on the episodes on Spotify as well, which is a pretty cool addition. And I'm sure the more that you guys do so, the more that this show will appear higher in other people's search results as well, and will encourage more listeners to benefit the same way that you have. Anyway, today's passage is Book 4, Passage 31. Love the art which you have learnt, and take comfort in it. Go through the remainder of your life in sincere commitment of all your being to the gods, and never making yourself tyrant or slave to any man. This is a pretty interesting one, and I was unsure whether to share this, actually, to be honest, because it's just related a little to the week that I've had, but it's pretty profound. I think because I've shared some of the recent things, particularly like episode 22 and 23, where some profound things have been happening in my life, I think this is another really good example to use. As I came back to Stanford and started struggling and what have you, most people around me were obviously really supportive and thought, well, you know, if anyone's going to, build something again, it's Adam, right? And it's obviously something that's proved harder, so to speak, than I expected. And, you know, I won't go over all that again because I've talked on it on episode 22. But, you know, in a good way, in the profound sense that, you know, it was like life was direct to me that I meant to do a hell of a lot more than just get people in shape, right? Like, that's part of my work, of course, because it improves people's health and happiness. But that is the thing there, improving health and happiness, and not necessarily just to the amount of people that you can work with personally one-on-one, right? And of course, I started to realize all this stuff leading me towards writing. I started prioritizing my mornings for spending time like writing. And then around sort of 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, doing the podcasts. And great things started happening, right? And things started to improve. And it was strange. The couple of people, though, and I say a couple, it's perhaps the people you'd expect, my mum. One of the benefits of all the stuff that I've been through, as I mentioned, is I now have a relationship with my dad again, even though I haven't seen him because he lives abroad, but we do speak, and he was actually the same as my mum. The two people who said, get a job. And, you know, I kind of, obviously, well, if you kind of listen to the show, you'll understand why that's not an option. And to me as well, there was a moral principle of it after what I'd been through. Like, unfortunately, if it came down to it, I would see that as failure, right? And I would see that as they've managed to destroy my life. Like, I do what I'm meant to do, or I won't be here at all. And I have faith in that. And obviously that faith is paying off, right? Let's be honest here. I'm also unemployable in many ways. But anyway, guys, obviously that wasn't an option for me. And of course, like, that stopped now, right? Because they've seen slowly that things are improving. It's been improving since I have actually, like, given myself, so to speak, to the gods by doing, not forcing fitness side of things to try to make money, but actually just doing what I love each day, what I feel I'm called on earth to do, right? Well, a strange thing happened over this last week. Okay, so I'm recording this on Saturday morning. I think I shared on episode 22, I went for about 2 months without an inquiry when I was just focusing on fitness, right? I actually ended up with 3 inquiries in the space of 24 hours. That was on Sunday and through to Monday. Crazy, right? But 2 of those I responded to, hadn't actually heard back from. The third sent an invoice and then never heard from them again, right? Now, the reason that I'm sharing this, it's kind of crazy because it's coincided with something else this week. You may have noticed I didn't record a podcast until yesterday. I also had not wrote since Sunday morning, and I felt that was more like I needed to to refresh. Like I was with having taken on new clients the previous week, I needed to spend some time dedicated to that, with that side of my work as well. And when I say refresh, spent a lot more time reading. I've got this awesome interview coming up with John Giamartini, so obviously I have to do some work towards that. But I completely changed my morning routine, right? And it's almost, I almost feel, it sounds crazy, but I almost feel like the gods, right, were punishing me for taking myself away from this calling that I've got on earth, and then suddenly going back to doing what I felt I needed to do for me. And it's crazy how that kind of works. It's almost like another sign to me that you are on the right path, right? Don't change that path. You were doing the right things. Like, you're here. You're meant to do this 2 hours of writing each day, because the novels and what have you that you'll end up releasing are going to massively help people, much more than even this podcast can. Or it will help bring even more listeners to the podcast as well. And it's amazing how, you know, okay, it can be coincidence, right? But if you've listened to the previous episodes, you'll perhaps also see some of the other stuff that I've shared, which is why I'm sharing this, how there's a lot of these coincidences that seem to be going on. And guys, I also don't mean for you to go and quit your jobs because you feel like you're being a slave to someone else, right? Despite me perhaps sharing quotes sometimes that a man reached a certain point of intelligence and he can no longer be a slave to others and what have you. You do what you need to do. But here's the thing. If you find your calling, your mission in life, and you aren't doing that for a living, you'll be compelled to do that anyway. You will finish work, and rather than coming home and wanting to switch off and watch TV, you'll be compelled to do that thing that is calling you and matters to you. So do not ever ignore that. There's a reason we have that intuition. There's a reason we have that compelling feeling inside of us to do, an urge to do something. And if you found out what that is, don't waste it. Treasure it and go for it with all your might. Because when you do so, the universe will help you. It will bring people into your life to help. It will open the doors, as I'm seeing right now. I saw exactly the same thing, so to speak, when I started the fitness business long ago. That's why I got to the top of it, because I just pursued it with everything that I had. But that was done from desire, not sort of forcing myself to do so. Guys, I hope this episode's helped. If you are taking value from these shows, please do, again, leave a rating and review. Really appreciate all of your support. And I will see you next time. Thank you.